Joining me now is the tournament director of the John Deere Classic, Andrew Lehman, taking over for Claire Peterson. And Andrew, what's it been like since you took over and getting ready for this tournament?
You know, Claire is such a great friend and mentor to all of us in the Stonehouse. You know, I may be new to the position, but I was his right-hand man for 16 years. Going into my 17th year at the tournament, new role for me, a little bit of a reshuffle for our entire staff, but a credit to Claire. He really left our tournament office in such a great spot, and, you know, we really do have the best team assembled on the PGA Tour, and we look forward to carrying on, you know, what he built here with the John Deere Classic and making it the best event that we can each and every year.
Well, now that you're the top dog, what's been the biggest challenge?
Learning to be the top dog, right? You know, I've always admired Claire's work ethic, you know, his humbleness and his respect that he's had on the PGA Tour. So transitioning from, you know, colleagues to boss, and trying to maintain the fact that, you know, our staff and those friendships and really the continuity in our office to make sure that this thing just continues forward and we make it the best we can.
Well, how are things shaping up for this year's tournament?
We're so excited. We've got a month to go, 4 weeks, and we've got a lot of exciting things to announce on the horizon. As you heard today, we've got the concert series on the course. We announced last week that Caitlin Clark will be there. I don't know if you saw the iCubs game this weekend, but folks were lining up 12 hours before to get her autograph. And, you know, it's going to bring a jolt of electricity to the grounds playing with Zach Johnson on Wednesday in the Pro-Am. And, you know, I think to JT's point today, the elevated events versus events like ours. And, you know, we're excited. I think we're going to have a really good field. We know that we have Cam Young coming. We haven't had a top 20 player since 2016. So the trajectory of the John Deere Classic has never been at a higher spot, and we're just really looking forward to the week.
And the big news today, of course, the extension of the agreement with John Deere, that's huge.
It is huge, and I think it's a testament to their support of this event for over 25 years in this community. John Deere is such a mainstay, you know, from a company standpoint, and their missions and goals really align with ours from a, you know, civic standpoint and philanthropic standpoint. So to have them be able to put their name on it for the next 3 years and know that this community is going to benefit from that is so important, and all of our charities.